percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
Well, it's an interesting day. Okay, you probably figured out by now that we report these things. And just FYI. Well, the last time we recorded, it was right after the eclipse and right before the earthquakes. And before that, I had had issues. All of a sudden, things felt like the energy was amping up. And we had an earlier reading in the year with an astrologer who said that this summer that the energy would be, in some way, shape, or form, coming to a crescendo about midsummer and then calming down maybe September, October. And this is what, to me, that crescendo feels like, is this big rush. So today, this little storm blows through, and it's a pretty intense storm. We're here in the Midwest, and earlier this morning, the nightlight was on. It usually blinks and flickers, and this morning it's like steady. I thought, well, that means there's a change. So coming upstairs to the sixth floor, to the studio in the dark, hoping that the door would respond, and fortunately we're on generator power here, and the elevator doesn't work, and that's just too bad. But so it is definitely a different feel to the environment. The lights are on, so it's not the spooky feel, but it's that burst in the lights in here, kind of, you know, I'm humming with that little buzz, the vibrator, or what's a generator. You know, you feel that a little more intensity as they're flickering. On the phone, I've got my guest, Christy Clemens Hoffman. No problems on her end, yay. So she's going to join in. I did a session with her, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique. So we're going to talk about that. In the meantime, though, I do want to mention there are some other things coming up. And the interview that I did with Adnan Ademovich, he's got this fantastic lecture series planned in Eureka Springs. And you can get on the Wendy's Coffee House blog, find out details, because I think there will still be, when you're listening, a chance to get a discount, and definitely stream it online if you can't go. Not everybody will be able to go to Eureka Springs at the drop of a hat. August 3rd, that's when it is. In the meantime, there's also some other stuff that they just posted online. I do a lot of talking about Bigfoot, and it's because once you have a Bigfoot encounter, it's like the bug bites you. You're like, what? And if my other stuff wasn't so fascinating, I might be inclined to derail and go off full tilt on that, but I'm not. So in the meantime, there's a great online series that just started, and this is a mini series, Bigfoot. It's On the Trail of Bigfoot. And the cool thing about this, reading the background and some of the other stuff from some really fantastic researchers, one of them, Glenn Bollier, I believe is the way you pronounce his last name, witnessing Bigfoot, you find out that the reason there aren't more stories is because people in the logging industry are told to keep their mouth shut. If you see it, don't talk. And people who live near the areas where Bigfoot is active are more likely to say, or Sasquatch, say, there's something out there. Come on, somebody, please do something. In the meantime, it's been like the UFO thing. You see and you don't say anything, because anybody who says anything has something happen that influences them not to say anything. That's just kind of the way this thing goes. But the Bigfoot stuff, I think, is going to become more prominent, and more people are going to be talking about it, because as we become more, I think, across the world, full of populated areas that are encroaching on these wonderful, cool spaces, there are going to be more encounters, and people are just going to say, okay, get over it. Saw it? Happened? Real? What next? And in that regard, Dolores Cannon, the person who Christy Clemens Hoffman studied with to learn the quantum, this is a different type of a reading, quantum healing hypnosis technique with Dolores Cannon. I wanted to talk to Christy about it, and she said, well, you know, why don't you try it? Well, okay. Christy, how are you doing?
Hi, Wendy. Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. And the fun thing about this, I had met you with your aunt, 5 or 6 years ago. And so,
right.
Yeah. So when you were saying, well, I saw what you were doing this, I'm like, wait a second, wait, what did I miss?
I know her, right.
Yes.
Right, because I wasn't doing it then.
No. Now, I think you were doing your intuition and you know, readings. I think you were still doing
that.
But this was...
Which I still do, but I wasn't doing the QHHT at that time.
Yes. So part of that,
right.
okay, so your background, and this is a local, if you're listening in local to, you know, Midwest, Kansas City, Christy mm-hmm. is available, and she's right here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
RadiateWellnessCommunity.com. You can book a session.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I do sessions in my office in Kansas City. I'm in Waldo, for those of you who are in Kansas City and know the area. I do readings, Reiki, and regression. So all types of readings and Usui Reiki, and then the QHHT. Now, I also work online. I do readings for people all around the world. And then there's another form of hypnosis that I do called introspective hypnosis, and it's different from QHHT, although there's quite a bit of overlap as well. And that I can actually do online.
Okay.
I cannot do the quantum healing hypnosis online, but I can do introspective, and it's very effective.
All right. And then you also, you do a podcast too.
Oh yeah. I've got the Radiate Wellness podcast.
Okay. We might as well, since you're here, give you some promotion.
Well, you got me. Right. Well, I think that's wonderful. Yeah. I love doing the podcast. It's a lot of fun. We talk to, gosh, all kinds of folks, everyone from the former artistic director of City in Motion Dance Company mm-hmm. to just this week, I had a mom accountability coach. And then also I've talked to, well, Mary Jane, my aunt, the
yes.
astrologer, who's also the astrologer with Radiate Wellness. She was on the podcast last week to talk about how astrology works, what it can tell you, what it cannot tell you. She talked about some of the energies coming up the rest of this year and next, and that was a really great conversation.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Wait.
While we're on the topic, and you just connected
yes.
with your aunt, did she say anything
yes.
about this big bump, that's this big energy wave that's kind of blasting through the heartland on its way to the East Coast, I think?
Well, heck yeah. You need to listen to the podcast.
There you go.
So, yes. So listen to the Radiate Wellness podcast. You can get it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Libsyn, and also on YouTube at the Radiate Wellness channel. But yeah, she does talk quite a bit about that. She talks about how all these big energies are coming through, and just as you had said in the intro, that this bubble should be coming to a head midsummer and then be easing up. But the biggest takeaway for me from our conversation was that what's coming ahead are like legislative and rulemaking type of changes.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. So I'm eager to see how that unfolds and what comes out of it.
Well, as we are seeing, it's a chain reaction domino effect. It's affecting everything on all levels. So,
well, I'm kind of hoping that the pendulum kind of goes the other way. So I'm not sure.
Pendulums usually do. It's like, okay.
Pendulums usually do.
Yeah, that's the kind
that's
of
true.
That's an energy thing.
And she also talked about how this this energy is very good for doing things for the environment, for people waking up to, we need to do something about changes the environment. So I thought that was pretty good news. So
yeah.
We're seeing that. The young people are marching all over the place. When I was in Geneva, I spent a month in Europe. I just got back like a week and a half ago. And, you know, there were big manifestations in several of the big cities. People were, the kids mostly,
yeah.
university kids, were marching in the streets for climate and for, you know, climate referendums and climate change and that kind of stuff. So they're kind of taking the lead, and that's exciting.
Oh, groundswell, and especially where you were able to see it. Greta Thunberg, I friend, you know, follow
yeah.
her, follow her on Twitter and YouTube and, you know, whatever other
yeah.
social network I have managed to sign myself up for. And there's a mural, I believe, with her face on it. Absolutely phenomenal. And just as saying that, you know, we need icons, we need role models, we need inspiration. And they have to be
yeah.
younger, because the older folks have
right.
done their time and they're kind of phasing out. But right now, to see that whole new wave coming in is pretty inspiring.
Right.
So,
well, and we old people are the ones who got us into this mess.
No.
We got us into this mess.
No. There's a nice little history of how we came from point A to point B. Okay, now hold on. We're getting off topic. We're going to go back into the...
We're getting way off topic.
Quantum... This is what's fascinating. And again, I'm going to have you bring back in the next break Dolores Cannon and what this is, the quantum healing hypnosis technique, okay? All right,
yeah.
We're going to get into... And I actually had a session, so Christy Clemens Hoffman is my guest. It's Wendy's Coffee House on KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. You can do coffee. You can do tea. I don't know. What kind of fruit juice? Elderberry wine? Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Vinegar. Huh. And I found a new thing. If you're out doing mosquito work, the work where mosquitoes are going to be, you know, out in the middle of the weeds, the poison ivy, clearing brush, whatever, picking up trees, downed limbs. The mosquito remedy is vinegar and oil. So you're basically a salad dressing. And at least... For a few people I know, it keeps the mosquitoes at bay. And we're kind of like in the thick of it right now with all this intense humidity and the weather factor with the more water and all the rain on the way, at least where we are. I know a lot of people are dealing with this. So that would be, you don't have to put the DEET. You don't have to put anything toxic. Just do good old vinegar and oil. And the Native Americans probably knew this centuries ago and decided not to be too vocal about it because we hadn't earned it. So that's the one thing I did in doing this with Christy Clemens Hoffman, my guest, who's a quantum healing hypnosis technique therapist, okay, along with a bunch of other abilities. But that was one of the connections that came through when I did my session. What is still, this is brought to, I guess, to the world as a gift from Dolores Cannon. So give us some background on that.
Sure. Dolores Cannon. She practiced hypnotherapy with her husband, Johnny, back in the 60s. And Johnny was the one who was primarily interested in it. And they were doing the classic stuff, you know, smoking cessation, weight loss, relaxation, help sleeping, you know, that kind of stuff. And he was an amateur. He was fascinated by it and just wanted to bring it to the people on the bases because he was a military guy and they were a military family. So Dolores and Johnny practiced with other people on the bases, just wherever they were, and they got referrals from the base doctors, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they wanted to get faster and more reliable results. So they decided that they were going to take their clients from the alpha state of consciousness, which is the state of consciousness we're in when we meditate or when we're like jogging or running or doing like whatever our hobby is. You know how you're focused in, you lose track of time and you're just kind of in this light trance state. They wanted to take clients from that state where they usually work down to the theta state. Now the theta state is the state of consciousness we're in right before we go to sleep and right when we wake up. It's a state of consciousness that you're in when your kid comes in the room and you're taking a nap and asks if they can have a cookie and you say yeah.
Oh, sure,
and then later you have no memory.
And they know that moment.
Like, why are you eating a cookie? Oh yeah, right. In that moment you're kind of in and out. You can answer questions, you maybe have some awareness, but it kind of varies. So they wanted to take their clients to that deeper state of consciousness. Now, the conventional wisdom at the time, psychologists were saying, you can't work with people that deep. Weird things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But they were doing this, and they were working with one client who had come in for nervous eating. She was basically eating herself to death, and she just spontaneously went to a past life. And Dolores and her husband looked at each other and they said, oh my gosh, what is going on? What is this? Because this was the late 60s, mind you, and there was not much information out there. Nobody was talking about past lives. You know, here in the West, very few people knew about that.
Mm-hmm.
There was the case of Bridie Murphy, but, you know, that was about it, and not many knew about that. So they didn't know what they had found, but they wanted to explore. So they worked with this client many times and regressed her to several different lifetimes. And the transcripts from those sessions are in Dolores' book, Five Lives Remembered, which is the first book she wrote. Now, so they found out what they had, and they started working with people, and they were discovering more and more about past life regression. Well, then Johnny was in a tragic accident. He was hit by a drunk driver, and he wound up in a wheelchair, partially paralyzed for the rest of his life. So they put the hypnosis on the back burner, and Dolores devoted her time to caring for him. When he passed, she decided to pick it up again and kept doing the past life work. Then after a while and getting known for doing this, someone approached her and said, you know, I know someone who's had an ET experience and believes they may have been abducted by ETs. Do you think you could help recover those memories? And mm-hmm. she said, I don't know. Let's try. Well, and found out she was very successful at that. So she worked with many people who had had ET and paranormal experiences, and those transcripts are absolutely fascinating. She put those into a couple of different books, Keepers of the Garden, The Custodians,
Convoluted Starcraft. Universe.
Well, yeah, and then later it's Convoluted Universe. So she worked with ETs, alien type of stuff for a number of years, and then she just started expanding again and talked to people who were in Atlantis or who had been with Nostradamus. She then did the Convoluted Universe series, and she built herself as the recorder of lost knowledge. So the work just kept growing, shifting, changing, evolving, and she found that she could call in someone's subconscious. So that's what she called it. That's not really the proper psychological term, but what she was calling the subconscious was the consciousness that is just behind our own. So basically, our higher self.
Mm-hmm.
So she found that by calling in this this behind-the-scenes consciousness, our higher self, basically our soul, by calling that presence in, healing could be conducted. And so she was finding some, you know, pretty remarkable healings. And the work kept evolving. She wasn't quite sure what to call it, and finally settled upon the name quantum healing hypnosis technique. And she called it that because it does work on the quantum level. I mean, all of this works on the quantum level. It's the level that is, you know, not really in our physical world. It's beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's fascinating work. And she was in Arkansas. She was in Mountain Home, Arkansas. As I said, she had written that book, Five Lives Remembered, and that was the very first book that she had written, and nobody would publish it. Nobody wanted to touch it because this subject matter was so weird to everyone at the time.
Right.
So she put it on the back burner, and she, in the meantime, she started her own publishing company, so that she could publish whatever she wanted to. And she published her own books that way. And then much later, Five Lives came out. And it's a wonderful book. I would recommend it to anybody who's interested in the topic. So and then she wrote dozens and dozens of books. She wrote about, you know, all the ET stuff, the Convoluted Universe series. I think there's five books.
Yeah.
She wrote about Jesus and the Essenes, and they walked with Jesus. I've had clients who've gone to lifetimes with Jesus, and it's amazing. She wrote the Nostradamus series because there was one client that she worked with who had a past life as an assistant or a protege of Nostradamus. And you just have to read the books.
Okay.
They're amazing. So she was able to communicate with Nostradamus. I mean, I could go down a rabbit hole here.
I know.
But she,
know. There's a lot there.
Nostradamus. There's a lot there. Right. So, that's about it in a nutshell. Now, she started teaching people how to do this, maybe early 2000s. She knew she was getting older, and she was, you know, she had a decades-long career. She was well into her 80s when she passed in 2014. So she started teaching people how to do this, and she started doing it all over the world, giving these classes. And she certainly worked with people all over the world. And funny story.
Wait, because we're going to have to take a break. Okay, that's called
a
tease.
Have to take a break.
Yeah, that's a tease.
Wendy, I could go on and on.
No, we need a backstory. Because there are still people who are still discovering Dolores Cannon, all right? So that's great. So that gives us a good backstory. In the meantime, though, we're going to come back and talk about what you do and what it's like to have that kind of a session. And do aliens always come out of it? You never know, okay? So, again, my guest is Christy Clemens Hoffman, and she's in Kansas City, radiatewellnesscommunity.com. You can find out information, plus check out her podcast, her information, and more about Dolores Cannon and some of the events that go on down in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, because it's fantastic. It's a well house, well spring, a treasure trove of metaphysical.
Wealth.
Yes. Wealth. There you go. There you go. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio, back in a few. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Yeah, I discovered Dolores Cannon years ago, and I can't remember one of the, at that time before podcasting became everybody else is doing it, there were just a few people who were doing, and it would be vlogging, video logs, and the Lilu was doing her Across America search, but I saw her interview Dolores Cannon, and I had already been kind of checking that out and finding out that there was a wonderful treasure trove of content that Dolores had, and then her whole, the thing that she was developing, I had no idea. I think it has run for about 32 years, the Ozark Mountain UFO Conference there in Eureka Springs. And so I was really curious about how that was going. I did interview her daughter, and I just, you know, drumming up the excitement and the info about this area and all these unique, wonderful speakers and presenters. And so that was how I discovered Dolores. And then a friend who kept swearing for, 5 or 6 years that she wanted to take that, just going to get herself trained. And then she did. Thank you. she got herself trained. And then and in that conversation, somehow, coming back to center, and I have no idea. I don't remember if it was a presentation here in town, but quantum healing hypnosis technique, I think, is what happened at the local psychic research presenters. Christy, you were doing a presentation. I'm like, OMG, I know you. Oh, wow. And this was because we booked your aunt, Mary Ellen Stoudeman?
Mary Jane Stoudeman. Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. And so yeah. That was the whole connection 5 or 6 years ago. And so full center, full circle, here we are again. You say, well, here, guess what I'm doing? And you want to talk about it, so why don't you try it? And so this is how it started. But first, we're going to go back, and you teased us with a funny story, so I'm waiting.
Yes, absolutely. So I've been interested in all this woo-woo stuff for God ever since I could walk and talk. And in 2009, I went through a big personal setback crisis. My husband and I split up, and my little girl was like 18 months, and it was just a really bad period of time. And I knew there had to be some sort of karmic connection with this marriage, with this man. And so I started investigating. You know what you do, you just go and Google. And so I started Googling past life, karma, all this stuff. Of course, came up with Dolores Cannon. I'd never heard of her. Mm-hmm. And so, so fascinating. I said, oh my gosh, she's just in Arkansas. I could go down there on a weekend. I could ask my mom to watch my daughter. I could do this. And so I called up her office, and I said, yes, I would like to make an appointment for a past life regression with Dolores Cannon. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, she's booked up for the next 4 years.
We'll put you on the list.
I said, well, that's kind of, yeah, right. Let me get on the list. And I thought, well, you know, I'd like to get in before then. And so, but they said, you know what, she's just started to teach people how to do this technique.
Yeah.
Maybe you can find someone in your town, go to this website and put in your zip code, which I did. And so I did find somebody here in Kansas City who was doing that method. Anyway, long story short, that was 2009, and it had always fascinated me, this work, you know, and mm-hmm. I just thought it was the most amazing thing. I started reading her books, watching her videos, and all like that, but it never occurred to me that I could be a practitioner. I don't know why. And then I had suffered another setback. I was laid off from Hallmark along with like 500 other people in 2015. And through the layoff, I was able to take entrepreneurship classes. That's when I started Radiate Wellness and started getting the ball rolling for that. And then about halfway through the beginning of 2016, I had this epiphany. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I could go train to be a practitioner. And so at the same time I was launching this business, I don't know what I was thinking. It was like the same couple of weeks that my business was launching. I went down to Eureka Springs for a week to do the first level of practitioner training.
Uh-huh.
And I've not looked back since. It's been amazing work. I tell you, I've done like 125 sessions.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Every time it is different. Some people ask me, well, what is a typical session like? I said, well, there isn't one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Okay. So let me backtrack a little bit here and say, since I did the session, it was really helpful to be able to know, okay, because I've been hypnotized before. I channel. I'm an intuitive. I've talked with dead people, even though I didn't want to, but they were there and they needed something. They had. I was the only one available.
Exactly.
They don't leave you alone.
Oh, you can see me.
Yeah, it's like, will you please do this? You know, quit it. Get over it. And after they do the Whoopi Goldberg thing with, you know, that thing of singing and beating on walls and kicking stones and things like that, you finally say, okay, fine, what is it? And it's usually something really simple, like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, so with that, we did a session. And part of it is, these are longer sessions than a regular hypnotherapy session. But I want to say.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's one of the big differences. So be prepared.
Yeah, 4 to 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
It's an all-day thing.
So that's a huge deal because it also shifts your energy while you're there because you kind of decompress, you kind of let go of some of the trauma, whatever it is that's in your life to say, okay, what's really here? And so then you have a chance and it will be different with everybody. But one of the things I thought was so fantastic was I had lost a necklace. And this necklace is like one, I have it on right now. I wear it nonstop. It's something I've had for years. And we moved, and I put it in a crate and thought, I'll find it. It's great. And then it was gone. And it had been gone for about 7 months, thereabouts, several months. And my husband said, well, you know, you should find it. It's in there. You'll find it. It'll turn up. And it never turned up. And I kept getting that it was in a box, like it was in a jewelry box. I looked in all my jewelry box. I couldn't find it. So that was one of the things during your session I asked for help. Please help me when I get out of this to know where this is. I went home.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my jewelry drawer. I went to all the boxes I had looked through before, and I found it in the box. My husband had put it in because he thought it would get lost in the crate where I dumped it with my clothes, thinking it'll be right here. I'll know where it is. And he put it in a very safe, and it was in a jewelry box. One of his little tiny jewelry boxes. And I'm like, well, that was amazing because I went right to it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so whatever's there in your subconscious, in your unknowing but all-knowing presence says, well, here you go.
Absolutely.
That was a piece of cake. So just in
and
case.
I have to say, you are the first and only person to ask where something was. I haven't had anybody else ask that.
That was my priority. I knew if I was going to get anything out of this, that was on my list of I need this and then I'll know it's legit for me. Okay? So that it works for me. And and it's not that it isn't, it's just that I knew, okay, if this works on so many levels, then all I have to do is get in touch with that other essence that will be front and center during our session. And that part of it, when you're walking people through these sessions, let's talk about some of the unusual things that do manifest, because that's why this is so, fascinating, this area. Okay, so hold on, because we got a minute.
It is.
We're going to have to take a break here. That went faster than I thought. Yeah, you're right. We're going to have to talk
again. Of course.
Okay, so with this, though, we're going to set it up with some of the things that you have. And I'll ask you, not about me, but it is. What was there something else unusual about my session that stood out to you that you can't reveal any deep, dark secrets? Okay, but in the overview, was there something that stood out that you maybe didn't expect, even knowing my weird history? Okay,
I may need a refresher. It's been a minute.
Okay. Well, there was some Native American stuff with a black dog, and a teepee, and
that's the old man.
Okay, good. Okay, hold on. All right, so there we go. So Christy Clemens Hoffman is my guest, and you can have one of these really cool, interesting, mind-opening experiences of quantum healing hypnosis technique in Kansas City. We're going to come back with her. Radiate Wellness Community is the website. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Okay, if you miss anything, I'll put the links on the blog, too. So this time just flies so fast. Christy Clemens Hoffman, a therapist. She does a lot of other things. She's a medium. She's an intuitive. She does Reiki. There's all sorts of stuff that she can do. So it's one-stop shopping, kind of. And then the other thing is the quantum healing hypnosis technique. All right, so I'm just, I'm giving you all these options. And a podcaster.
Right, I'm a podcaster too.
We need to get together for a newsletter. Okay, and then what happened with this session was I knew that if it was accessible, I would find out, I would get that information. I didn't know how, but that's why I asked about the loss thing, because I needed basically a touchstone, something that said, yes, this is how I can access and use this for my own information. The other thing,
right.
That's why I kind of tapped you for what else did you remember? Was there anything that stuck out?
Yeah, so you had this really interesting Native American experience, and many people here in the States have had Native American lifetimes. So what struck me about that was you just were kind of, there was this old man that had a through line. Now, can you fill in a little bit more? Because my recollection of it is a little bit spotty. But I remember that it was just very unusual the way he kept kind of coming in and out and seemed to channeling and giving you these messages during your session, which was very unusual.
Okay, that's a spirit guide. And that is something, when I first started going back into actually learning how to channel because of the nightlight thing and all this paranormal stuff that just opened up in my world, and it's still going on. This morning, that nightlight usually is blink, 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 off. And this morning it was on. I thought, okay, there's something about this that's important. I need to remember it. And this big storm blows through. Well, storms are cleansing, which is really cool. So it blows out all the stuff, gets in new information, new energy. It's also an electrical amping. And so that coming in with the studios all being dark and the lights flickering and stuff going, oh, yeah, right on target. And the other thing, right before I come in, there's a lightning and then this wonderful, beautiful sound of rolling thunder.
Yes.
I've always had a connection with an American shaman, medicine man. It's tricky on the language. Healer, enigma, rolling thunder. And so there are two or three times when I've had this very, very intense connect. There was a black dog and an elderly a Native American. I could see him on the rug. There was a black in the middle of a teepee.
He was dying.
Yes, there's in the middle of a teepee. There's this thing suspended over a fire, and he's in a red blanket. There's all this stuff I remember that was very, very specific, and then the information that was coming. And so those to me, those kinds of things, and I went back and listened. I haven't listened to the entire thing. But those are important, and I will go back and listen to those because those were ways for me to reconnect with my own stuff that's come through with this. And then this morning was the underscore of that heading out here with the electric stuff going haywire and the rolling thunder saying, yep, yep, right place, right time. And so that
just remind you of that and get back into that energy. Well, you know, you brought up a point about listening to the recording. I do make a recording of every session, and it's essential that clients listen to it. It doesn't matter when, there's no deadline, but it's crucial to listen to it. And especially when people have asked for healing in their sessions. You had a very specific ask to find something that was lost, which was interesting. But a lot of people come in because they have something they would like to have healed. The client I'm seeing this afternoon is coming in for that. And so when they have healing, like they'll immediately, many times, feel better. Sometimes it takes a little while before they feel better, but the healing is continuing to work. And so, you know, I like to, you know, if I run into somebody, or if they come to mind, and I know people always come to mind because I need to contact them. So if somebody comes to mind, I might reach out and say, well, how are you doing after that healing you experienced? And if somebody tells me, you know, I was doing better at first, and then it started to creep back, I say, well, have you listened to your recording? No. I said, well, listen to your recording, because when you do, you're back in that energy and you receive the healing again.
Well,
it's very important.
Yeah, it's like you're just bookmarking it. You're bookmarking it to go back and refresh.
You are refreshing. And your subconscious is working with you again. Now, I had a remarkable story of healing. Do I have time to tell it?
You got 5 minutes.
Perfect. All right, so this woman came in, and she was having migraines like almost every day. It was debilitating. She couldn't work. She could hardly get out of bed. She was having a hard time taking care of her family, taking care of herself. So, in fact, the first time she came in, she said, I woke up this morning. I started to have a migraine, so I took some medicine. I said, uh-oh, is it going to keep you up so that you won't be able to relax? She said, no, I don't think so. Well, she fell asleep. So I just gently woke her up and sent her home. She came back. And the second time she came back, she says, yeah, I'm feeling a lot better today. So she went to an experience, the very first, when you go under, then, you know, I guide you through this whole visualization, and then I guide you to be wherever you're going to be. It's either a past life, a future life, a concurrent life, maybe between dimensions. Wherever you go, I guide you there. And so I asked her to tell me what she saw. And she immediately said, well, there's a bicycle. It's broken. And so, okay, all right, broken bicycle. So I got the story from her that she was a newspaper boy, like maybe 8 or 9 years old, in some big city, Philadelphia, New York, Boston, some big East Coast city. And she had a little cap and a, you know, the bag with the newspapers and a bicycle. And so she was having a hard time getting past the broken bicycle. I said, well, okay, so let's go to where you live. She described being in an apartment with mom, dad, and a little baby sister. And she said everybody was sad because there were no jobs. There were no jobs anywhere. And I said, well, what's in the newspaper that you're selling today? She says, oh, just bad news. No, but there's no jobs, no work. Everybody's having a hard time. So it made me think of depression. And so in this work, and as you know, Wendy, I guide people to an important day because it's the important days that give us clues as to what the lessons are, as to what are the highlights. So we went to an important day. She just kept going back to this broken bicycle. So finally I said, okay, well, this broken bicycle, where are you? She says, oh, I'm standing next to it. And then I thought, where's your body?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, that's on the ground. She was looking down at her body. I said, okay.
Yes.
Now we're on to something. So we worked through just a few other things in that lifetime we went on. Anyway, when I brought her out, I said, okay, do you remember that experience? She said, oh, yeah.
2 minutes.
And she said, I remember seeing the car hit me. And I said, well, where did the car hit you? And she pointed to her head, like one of her temples. And I said, interesting. Where do your migraines start? And she pointed to the same place.
Yes.
And so when we have, and I should say that in that lifetime, at the end of that life, she was so worried about her family. Because it was obviously the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Her parents were both out of work. There was no work to be found. This paper boy was the only one. Oh, gosh, I'm getting goosebumps. This paper boy was the only one out of a family of four bringing in any money at all. And she was so worried and so fearful for what would happen with her family. So when we have a traumatic death like that, coupled with extreme emotion, that is typically what we carry with us into another lifetime. So she's caring for the migraines.
Yeah, the attachment.
Yep, absolutely. And so what would happen was after that, I would follow up with her like the next day. I'd call, how are you doing? And she's, oh, I'm fine. No migraines at all. I called her up the next week. How are you doing? I haven't had any migraines since. Called her up in a couple of weeks. She's like, you can stop checking in with me. I don't have migraines anymore.
They're done.
And she said, whenever I start to feel something creeping in, my vision changes or I feel kind of foggy, she says, I just talk to that little boy and tell him, you're safe, you're fine, your parents are fine, your sister is fine, everyone is good.
Excellent.
And it goes away.
See, okay, so this is, in a nutshell, how this can be extremely useful if you have certain issues. Okay, there's no guarantee, and the ETs might or might not come in. I've got them around anyway, so it's not like, you know, hey. We don't need to take over.
Well, when I'm doing the intake, you know, like tell me your life story, tell me the main events, tell me why you're here. I always ask, do you have any ET experiences?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any missing time?
Yeah.
And so then when people have that, then I know what to ask. And I've been on. People have taken me on ships. People have described the aliens they're seeing. They've described their bodies as they live on other planets. It's very, very interesting.
See, this is why it's so fascinating and why 40 minutes does not cover it. So, Chrissy Clemons Hoffman.
No.
You're going to have to be a repeat guest, all right? I'm sorry.
Please, yes, I would love to come on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've got stories.
Force you to do this again. Yeah, well, that's why we opened this can of worms, all right? Hey, you can be reached at radiatewellnesscommunity.com so people can schedule you there. In the meantime, if you miss any links, I'm going to put them on the blog, Wendy's Coffee House Blogspot. And there's just so much happening right now. It's great to connect. It's great to expand our horizons and say, what else is possible? What else is going on? And sometimes hypnosis is a really good tool to open all those closed doors and look under rocks and rugs and get over bicycle car wrecks. So, thanks. See ya.